In the decade, more than a decade, that we've been fighting in Afghanistan, this month has been among the very worst. First, there was the military squad's burning of the Qurans. Then, a sergeant with three tours in Iraq behind him apparently went on a shooting spree, killing 16 civilians, nine of them children. People have been trying to make sense of that, looking for marital or financial problems, brain injuries, trying to understand what made this man snap. George Saunders is a novelist and essayist who's written movingly about today's wars and veterans, and I wanted to talk with him about this tragedy. George, welcome back to Studio 360.
Nice to be here, Kurt.
These kinds of stories of the you know, ordinary soldier who suddenly goes off the deep end in an entirely unexpected way. I am sure such things happened in the 1950s, but it seems as though it's a trope that has existed only since Vietnam.
Well, you know, it's funny. I'm not sure because the story that I wrote for The New Yorker was called Home. And that story came out of a reading that I did of Heracles.
The Euripides play.
Yeah. Heracles goes to the underworld, you know, presumably not a lot of fun, and comes home to find that a king is threatening his family. So Heracles, being a righteous hero, is going to kill the king. And as he's about to do it, and the reader is feeling very happy about this, the figure of madness comes and perches on Heracles' house. You know, it's not stated, but it's sort of felt that madness came along with him from the underworld. So when he goes to kill the king, he does that, but he also kills his own wife and children. So I was really just trying to riff on that.
That story that you published in The New Yorker Home, for listeners who haven't read the story yet, can you sort of give a thumbnail of what this, who this guy is and what he's going through?
Sure. He's a soldier of a kind of, you know, murky war, maybe in the future, even in the Middle East. And he comes home and it's really his first day home and he's trying to adjust. And we get the feeling that he might have done something pretty terrible back there, but has been acquitted of it. And so it's kind of just him trying to adjust to life in America, but you can sort of feel the tension rising. Things aren't going well. His wife is remarried. His family is kind of disconnected. And then hilarity ensues.
And everybody routinely says to him, and he never reacts to, thank you for your service.
Right, which I think has become kind of a contemporary bromide. I mean, nobody wants to do, you know, what we did, what supposedly someone did after Vietnam, mm-hmm. And spit on the vet. So everybody does kind of a similar thing, which is to just banally say, thank you for your service.
This routine genuflection, yes.
Yeah, I'm sure, and I've talked to vets who say that's so irritating. You know, I mean, the sentiment is good, but
right.
It's sort of it become a bit of a reflex at this point.
This great story of yours, Home, has this sense of dread. Oh my God, what's going to? Oh, he's about to. What's going to happen? That he's going to snap at any minute. And in the end, spoiler alert for those who haven't yet read it, he doesn't quite. Although it's not clear that he won't an hour from now or a week from now. I mean, as you were making the choice of how to finish that story, what went through your mind?
Well, you know, as you know, part of that, the fiction writing process is that you, and this is almost clear of theme or intent, you don't want to do the most obvious thing. You know, Heracles freaks out and kills everybody, and then that's the end. And in this one, I thought, well, okay, so we have that already. What else can happen? And if so, by what mechanism? So in this story, one of the things that came just out of the blue, as it sometimes will, is that for him, there was a lifeline, which was, this is a corny way of saying it, but community. You know, his family, who up to this point in the story has been sort of strange and distant and disconnected and blind to him, suddenly they kind of rally around.
So you say the germ of that story was from Euripides, but were there more proximate inspirations that made you write that?
I was on an airplane at one point, and I sat next to a kid who had been in Iraq two tours and was going back for a third, and really nervous, really wanting to talk, but at the same time seemed like he didn't quite have the self-permission and or the vocabulary to do it. So it was really – it was the first time I'd sort of seen this pent-up energy. And this was, you know, maybe 7 or 8 years ago. So I think that was in my mind a bit, the idea that, you know, if we have an experience and don't have a vocabulary or an ability to express it, then that just, you know, makes the energy build up more and more. And in the story, the guy is sort of inarticulate, not completely, but isn't able to say or think the things that he needs to kind of clean himself out. And so it manifests in action, I guess.
You and I are not psychologists, but it seems to me over the last few decades, especially, psychology seems to have decided that pretty much all of us have the capacity to do horrific things. People who commit massacres live with something called forward panic, where their fear turns into rage. Does that make sense to you as a person who professionally imagines other minds?
Yeah, I mean, I think the fiction is interesting, as you know, because you know the only resource you have is empathy or some kind of extrapolation from your own experience. So when I was writing about this guy, I kept thinking, well, I certainly would never commit an excess, except there was that one time I lost my temper, or there's that one time I was doing something I felt was morally suspect, but kept doing it because I didn't quite have the courage to back out of it. Or so I think fiction is sort of an enactment of that process of walking a mile in someone else's shoes, which in this circumstance means the unspeakable isn't, you know, the unimaginable isn't.
George Saunders, thank you so much for talking to me today.
Thank you, Kurt. Always a pleasure.
The writer George Saunders. His short story called Home, about a combat veteran, appeared in The New Yorker. You can find it at studio360.org.